Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week's parsha is Re'eh. And, Elliot, I think that the word Re'eh, the beginning word, the name of the parsha, really says everything that has to be said. I mean, Re'eh in Hebrew means to see, behold. At my age, you know, you need corrective lenses to be able to see. But sometimes things are so clear, they're in such bold type, big letters, that even I can see without my glasses. And apparently Moshe points out to the Jewish people that the lessons that he wants to impart here in the Chumash Dvorim, generally, and this week's Parsha particularly, are so clear and obvious that, hey, just look at it. And most of the time in life, we don't even look at the things that occur. We don't notice them. And the Torah is built upon noticing things about Re'eh, about seeing things. Moshe's career begins at the burning bush. The great Rebbe of Kotzk said that it was not an individual miracle, so to speak, on behalf of Moshe, but that bush was burning. Everybody saw the bush, not just Moshe. But nobody did anything about it. Everybody's busy, right? They had carpool. They had to go to the shopping. They had all sorts of problems. And, oh, yeah, that bush, you know, yesterday it was burning too. How come that bush is burning? Well, you know, Moshe stopped. And it says in the verse, Vayar Hashem Kisor Liros, that God saw that somebody stopped to look. Moshe said, Osurano Ve'eres Amare Agoro Lazem Madu Elo Yivar Asneh. I'm going to stop and look and see why it didn't burn. Well, some God said, you know, that's the guy I'm looking for. He's the right man, right? He's somebody that notices something. We become accustomed to things of great beauty and great wonder, and we don't even notice them anymore. My foundation, we conducted a tour of the Canadian Rockies in July, 10 days. I mean, the Canadian Rockies are just, there are no words to describe the beauty. The colors of the lakes, the glaciers, the mountains, everything. So we stayed in a very, very fine resort hotel. The people at the resort hotel who work there all year round don't notice it anymore. They could be out in the middle of the Mojave Desert.
The majesty is lost.
Man, it's all just, right, it's all gone, right? So I said to one of them, why don't you just take off, you know, 1 minute a day and look? But, you know, they're too busy answering room service or wake-up calls or all the other things that make a hotel run. So you don't see the majesty of where you're at. And in order to appreciate God, so to speak, in order to appreciate anything that is noble and holy, so you have to stop and look once in a while. You just have to step back and look. I'm going to step back and see this wonderful thing. And I think that Jews should have that feeling regarding the state of Israel, regarding the survival of the Jewish people. Every human being should be able to see something in God's world. So then Moshe can say, look, if you look, then you can see there's a difference between blessing and curse. There's a difference between good and evil. There's a difference between what's eternal and what's mundane and temporary. That's if you look, then all of these divisions become clear. But if you don't look, so then it's very hard to pick out what's important and what isn't important, what is really trivial, what we should let pass, what we shouldn't even think about. And that's the ability to look. And I think that that's why the Parsha of Re'eh has that importance to it. It also has the review of the entire Jewish calendar, which is based upon looking at the moon, looking at the calendar, looking at one's life, looking at time passing, in order to be able to sanctify our lives and raise them to a proper level. So this is an advertisement, a commercial for ophthalmologists and optometrists and people who make glasses that we can do on our own, be able to look, to see, and therefore to react properly.
Rabbi Beryl Wine with a look at Parshat Re'eh. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.